pressure is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, wearing a red shirt. Never seen Drew wear a red shirt in my entire life.
Never owned a red shirt in my entire life.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Eddie Bauer.
Do you know him, or are you talking about the store?
I just went and got a shirt, yeah. Actually, maybe somebody got this for me. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And what is that swastika on
that? Eddie Bauer sign.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Oh, that stuff must not fly in other parts of the country.
Why?
Some faggoty outdoorsman guy puts his name on a canteen and they want $1,800 for it.
That's Los Angeles.
Don't they laugh at us in other parts of the country for that?
Of course.
Okay. Brian Posehn and Patton Oswalt are both here from... I'm not sure where they're from, actually, but I don't care where they're from, but I'll tell you where they're going, right to the goddamn top. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's right. They're going to be at the Melrose Improv this Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the whole entire weekend, these two guys are going to be playing there. Well, now, what do you guys, who goes on first? How do you do it?
Brian goes on.
Well, first a monkey, and then
yeah. And then Brian, and then I apologize for his set, and then try to just get a few laughs, and the whole night just kind of comes out even.
But you guys
I'm very clear now what happened.
And then I put on my cape and ride off stage in a motorcycle. It's pretty cool.
Patton helped us out on Crank Yankers.
Oh,
we had
nice.
Some nice times with him out in Vegas. And
What did you?
I was the morbidly obese guy,
mm-hmm.
Franklin Chebworth, trying to get apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I would call up and say, I'm just looking for a space where things are reachable. I just need a reachable space. And if you as a roommate, you're going to really, I need you to be a hero and to really help me out. I need you to step up, be my hero there. And at one point we had a guy that said that he thought the shower was too small for me. Like he was trying to talk me out of taking the apartment.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you could just soap up the walls and then I'll move in there and just kind of scooch around. I'll get my whole torso.
Patton sounds like a fat guy on the phone.
Yes,
yeah. No, I can really, yeah.
Yeah, and he
a
also...
That's a really bad superpower, his ability to sound like a fat guy on the phone. I was bitten by a radioactive fat guy. I have that power.
He also is a boomer of Boomer and the Nudge.
Oh, that's right, Boomer and the Nudge, and you are...
I'm Donkey Boy.
Donkey
Boy.
Who's like our PA that we just abuse. And
but Boomer and the Nudge are Jimmy and Patton, and they're the sort of stereotypical morning zoo.
You're right, exactly.
Got it.
But really, give Drew a little shot with the mesospecies.
Give me a little taste of Boomer and the Nudge? Hey, we're doing a drive top here, 17 minutes on the high side of 5 o'clock. We've got a fog hat flapjack snack attack happening down the House of Pancakes on Route 29. Bring a platter and stack them high. Boomer and the Nudge. That's right. Thanks, Donkey Boy. We're doing our Friday morning I Hate My Boss donut toss. Come on down to the station. We'll be tossing your favorite crawlers off the roof. You drive by with a bucket and try to catch them. If you get the crawler with the buckshot in the middle, you get a Boomer of the Nudge.
I tell you what, you're going to get a bottomless bucket of Mezzo's bread over there.
That's right.
No, it's Scooter bread over Mezzo's pizza over there. And a Leaning Tower Pepsi. Oh.
God, that was too good. Good.
Oh,
scary good.
And you'll get a ticket to the State Fair this weekend where Public Enemy and Al Stewart are playing one time only. Isn't that right, Donkey Boy?
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
We had the Grease Man. We had
Smacky, smacky.
Hey, buddy, the Grease Man here.
There was
some shrieking, whatever he was saying.
I stopped listening to the Grease Man when he beat off on someone's potatoes au gratin once.
On radio?
Yeah.
That's good radio.
Some
that's
guy,
nice.
Like, I'm an atheist who basically makes beat-off jokes for a living.
And you were offended.
And I had to turn it off. It was like somebody called up. And he's like, and they're like, hey, Grease Man. It was some chicks. He's like, what do you do? He was like, and she was like, We're just eating dinner. My family, me, are just sitting down. Ishmael, what are you eating over there? And she's like, well, we're having steak and potatoes. I go, how about a little protein on that potato? And he was like, I was like, Grease Man is beating off on her potato dish. That's kids listening in the living room while the Grease Man squeezes one off on the potatoes.
Getting ready to go to school.
How about a little smeggy smeggy? All right.
Wow.
Yeah, and Brian did nothing. Nothing on our show.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Rose?
Yes.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, getting all sweaty now. Getting all fired up.
My question is, my boyfriend wants to have anal sex with me, but I heard from one of my...
Hey, that's the key word of the day. Yes. That was our secret word, anal.
Okay, Rose.
And
I can see this is going to be a long evening. Go ahead.
I heard from one of my male friends, like, when he has anal sex with his girlfriend, last time when he pulled out, he had a surprise on his penis.
Yeah, well, shock.
What, an elf?
Wait a minute. What,
a whistle.
But how big a surprise, I guess,
but
is
how
the question.
Shocking can that, how shocking can that be?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't really get much into details.
But you understand what I'm saying? Why is that such a surprise to him?
Hasn't he ever heard Milk, Milk, Lemonade? That simple rhyme that they teach you when you're six and learning about anal sex? That's why they teach you that rhyme. That's why you learn that rhyme.
Made, yeah.
Exactly.
I've got to teach my kids that.
Yeah.
Rose, so are you scared you're going to leave a surprise for your boyfriend?
Yes, I am.
Why are you even engaging in this stuff? What's it? Something you enjoy?
I never actually did it, but it's something he wants to try.
Yeah, but do you want to do it?
For him, I would.
Well, why?
Is it, just fast then, and then take some psyllium husk, and then blow it out, and then you'll be clean, and you won't leave any surprises.
Right, give yourself some enemas, but be that as it may.
Or put actual surprises up there. Get some action figures from, like, Star Wars, and go, right. You know, if you come out with Senator
Wrap
Palpatine,
some gummy bears
I'll buy you a shrimp boat.
Be that as it may, if this is something that you find uncomfortable, or you're not really particularly motivated to do, just, you know, take it easy. He'll be all right. He's fine.
All right. What do hardcore regular anal guys do? Do they
enema?
Do the males douche down there?
Enema.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Do you have?
Do they do an enema beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, to get so that it's all nice and clean.
Yes.
What kind of enema?
Fleets.
What is the Fleet enema? And by the way, it's also named for bank, is it not? It's bothering me. It's on. Every time I turn on a baseball game, I see the big Fleet behind home plate, and all I just think enema, strikeout, enema, pop up, enema.
Hey, enema,
hey, yes. Yeah, it's all I think is it's spelled the same way. I think that they make so much that they needed to start a bank. What is
should
it?
I think about a car every time your name is mentioned?
I would
people
like
can
to
have
do.
Different names. All right. I mean, two things have the same name.
Not, I don't have that much range emotionally.
Is anybody else?
But what is in a? Yes, it's hot.
It's so hot in here. It's unbelievable.
What is in the Fleet enema? Fleet is a brand name.
Fleet's
right?
a brand. Yeah, Fleet makes a bunch of stuff.
What?
One of them they make an oil enema, an oil retention enema, and the other is they have soap suds, and there's a
really?
I know what's in the usual ones like a
Tabasco?
Salt solution, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I use the Cool Ranch is my favorite.
Yeah, I'm obsessed
really
the Italian.
Yeah.
What are you looking for out of an enema? Do you know what I mean? I mean, what the oil, the soap? Do you know what I mean?
You want to get into it?
Yeah, I'd like to get into it.
All right,
this.
Here we go. The oil retention is if you've got something hard and packed in down there, and you want to soften it up to get it out.
Like your boyfriend.
Oil retention. Oil. You have to put the oil in, you hold it for a long time.
Right, like the head of a Ken doll broke off while you were being
that's right. You want to soften
tooled
it. Strangely, precisely what I had in mind.
Assistant, right?
Mm-hmm. The usual fleet is just something to sort of rinse.
Right.
Something that the residual down at the base there.
So that
get things moving.
That's
sometimes.
What people would go for.
Then there's a tap water enema, which is when things are higher up, you got to really put a big volume in there and clean out a larger amount.
Goes right onto the... Right onto the sink spigot, you mean?
No, usually that's the enema bag. That's the enema bags.
You right.
Yeah, that's what that tap water.
Can you self-administer these things? Is that the whole idea?
The whole idea is you can, yes. When you're older, it gets more difficult.
Yeah,
like
but didn't you guys...
beer bong kind of...
Mm-hmm. There's something called a Harris flush to get gas out. Adam, you want to pay attention
what
to this
flush?
One.
What's
the
that
Harris
called?
Flush?
Yeah.
The Harris flush?
Yeah, that's hard to do by yourself.
That's Jack's Queen High, I believe. You guys
and you're at the pie gout table.
Yeah.
Got a Harris flood,
yeah,
baby.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
riverboat.
Right.
Okay. I want to meet Harris.
You happy now? Did you guys ever see a enema bag hanging off your grandparents' door? You guys ever catch that?
Yeah.
Ever come in and have that thing whip back and snap you in the face?
My grandma
and slam
had
the
one.
Door?
And it had. I read it and it said it was addictive on the back. And that.
Really?
You heard that before?
On the back of the bag?
Yeah, it said, or not on the actual bag, but in the container, or, you know, on the box. It said that enemas can be addictive, and that's...
Well, people can get compulsed around them and can do, you know, crazy things with them, yeah.
But they don't end up on the street, like, you know, turning tricks to get an enema or something.
No,
okay,
no,
they don't
no,
do that
no, no.
that depth of... Hey, Mr. Sir, spare an enema, man.
Brandon.
I'm a veteran.
Bail us out. Brandon.
Clean your windshield
hey.
With my
hey.
Ass.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a 19-year-old recovering drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I am prescribed medication right now.
For what?
I'm prescribed Adderall.
For what?
ADD.
Mm-hmm. And what was your drug of choice?
Speed.
Marijuana and alcohol.
Okay.
Sweet.
Well, most or many drug addicts have ADD. And there is debate. Certainly you should not be on Ritalin or Dixon or any of those more amphetamine, pure amphetamine drugs, because that will trigger your disease. But in my experience, I don't think this is my opinion, and this is not necessarily every doctor's opinion, that a recovering addict should not be on a stimulant under any circumstances. That's my opinion.
Okay.
And you are Adderall is a stimulant. It's not nearly as problematic as some of the other ones, and if it's helping you a lot, certainly you want to watch very carefully, but you should talk to your sponsor, make sure people in the program are okay with what you're doing, and the people watch you very, very carefully.
Yeah. I'm on two other medications also.
Uh-oh.
I'm on Wellbutrin and Trazodone also.
Those are fine.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Hey, good times, huh?
Good times.
Have anal sex.
I always do.
All righty.
Did you pick up that medicine I called for you today?
You mean the downers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got those. Okay. I scored those.
Okay.
Medicine. Drew likes to say, I call it sleep. He likes to call downers sleeping medicine.
Mm.
That's nice. That's a, like my grandfather would call his bourbon medicine. It's the same thing.
He lived in 96, didn't he?
A grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't a drinker either. No one. I got a family of they should change their name from the Corollas to the Pussies.
Actually, somebody tried. Yeah, they tried.
So we're thinking in Ellis Island, almost this close. Yeah,
call us the Pussies. Just call it the Pussies.
No boozers, no smokers. No one's ever ridden a motorcycle. I was like,
you've broken all those molds. Come on.
My dad's like never owned a pair of cleats. You know what I mean? Never had a baseball mitt. Never done anything. Yeah.
Some of that is immigrant stuff.
Yeah, my dad, once in a while, he usually sleeps on his back, you know, but once in a while, he'll, like, sleep on his side, and that's about as crazy as he gets.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild, man.
Yeah, he'll roll on his side.
He's living for today, man.
Yeah.
Running with the devil.
Yeah, he goes to bed at 8 o'clock every night. It's scary. What is that?
Mario.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I just had a question. My girlfriend about a year ago had a pap smear, and she came up positive for chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when you have chlamydia, you can't get pregnant.
You can't get pregnant?
No, you can't get pregnant, right, when you have chlamydia?
You can get pregnant if you have chlamydia, no problem.
You could?
Absolutely.
Well, I was told otherwise, but that's not...
Mario? Chlamydia is the leading cause of fertility difficulties. That doesn't mean you can't get pregnant if you have chlamydia.
But who told you? One of your junior college buddies?
No, you know what? Actually, went to I'm from California, and
strike one.
Excuse me.
All right, go ahead.
I'm from California, and there's this this doctor that my girlfriend sees very often. I mean, she you know she's been going to her for a long time, and she told us this, and we were treated for it, and you know.
No, you misinterpreted what she said. Is that you could have difficulty getting pregnant if you don't treat it.
If you don't treat it.
You could have difficulty getting pregnant. It's the leading cause of problems getting pregnant. Infertility.
And what I was leading to is that...
Hold on.
I was pregnant 2.5 months.
Mario, do you know what Drew just said?
What happened? What did you say?
Hold what on are you second. Taking for your ADD?
No, I don't have ADD. Sorry.
No.
No, but...
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, listen, I honestly didn't know that, she could have, but my problem is that they told me otherwise, and she's now pregnant, and she came up positive again for chlamydia. Does that mean that either I slept around or she slept around?
Wow.
Well, let's just go with yeah, play it safe.
It's suspicious. It also could mean that you guys weren't adequately treated first time around.
Is it possible for it to be treated and then it comes back by itself?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Not likely, but it's possible.
Well, just assume it is. She's a couple months pregnant?
She's 2.5.
And they gave her the medication for the treatment?
No, actually, we just found out today.
Okay.
How old is she?
She's 18.
All right. Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to do? Give the kid up for adoption?
No. I actually wanted the kid. The only problem I had was that I thought that we were treated for it. You know, everything was settled. I got her pregnant. And right. Now, all of a sudden, she has it. And I know I haven't been messing around.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, really? You wanted a kid at 19?
Well, actually, it was just like, you know what it was? Is that we thought she was pregnant, like, back then. And she really wasn't. And we both took very well. I mean, we were ready to, you know, accept responsibilities and everything. So that, I don't know, it's just like, you know, she got off birth control and everything, and we just
pow.
Live together now, and we just...
Really? Are you going to get married?
Yeah, we probably are.
Probably.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a construction worker, union construction.
What trade you in?
I'm a lather.
Lath?
Yeah.
Oh, that's trouble. You stucco work?
No, lath. It's before it's that
the metal
chicken wire.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, you don't stucco over it.
What happened?
What goes over the lath?
The stucco, but I don't do that. I just hang the lath.
Okay, but all right. Yeah. But is it that confusing when you say lath and I say stucco?
No, he just hangs the lath.
Yeah, it's because
I know. Yeah, it's listen to me, wise guy. You put the K lath on, then you put the scratch coat, then you put the brown coat, then you put the color coat.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, that's a horrible job.
Who's getting it in the ass? What happened?
All right, Mario.
All right, man.
All right, no more kids, though, right?
Probably not.
Please, come on.
Right.
Come on.
Okay, buddy?
Have fun.
Yeah, I will. I'll try.
You're 19.
You're 19.
Spider-Man's in the theaters. How did you get someone pregnant?
I don't know, man.
I haven't even bathed.
I don't know. The thought about settling in early is like just... I get a head start on anything, you know.
Right. Yeah. Head start on death. That's the way I look at it. That's a nice way.
A head
to
start
propose.
On everything. Then he's gonna kick back.
Yeah.
That lath, hanging that lath.
I have my fun when I'm
put
50.
Him in a clear. Yeah.
Once I get a couple of kids, I can just relax and not worry about stuff.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When I can finally.
That's what he was saying.
Untense is when I get a few kids.
That's what he was saying.
Once I get my prostate gets the size of a medicine ball, that's when I can really have a good time.
If I can just get subsistence wage and a litter of children, that's gonna be like Club Med every day, man.
Right. Meanwhile, he's gonna. Tetanus is going to kill him on his 22nd birthday because he's going to get stabbed with some of that lath. Oh, that lath's a horrible job.
Just this chicken wire. Chicken wire fiberglass, basically, isn't it?
No. I mean, it's close. You're thinking of broken metal lath.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, no, it's squared off. It's got the tar paper behind it.
Okay,
staple
right.
It to the studs. Then the guy comes on with a hawk and starts spreading the...
Welcome to Car Talk,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I've done some scratch coding.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Chris?
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing? I wanted to know, I go for hours upon hours, and I wanted to know if there was a quicker way I can orgasm.
Do you take any medication?
Have sex.
Yeah, have a partner would probably help.
That's right.
Put it in a lady.
I go for hours, too.
I've been married for 3 years.
Married for 3 years.
Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not on any medication.
And you've always been this way?
Always been this way.
This is just you. Adam, you going to give him your special masturbation talk?
Yeah.
Are you drinking that new hard forever soda that's out? Because that really messed me up for a while.
And even after, I'm still hard.
How often are you having sex?
After having an orgasm.
How often are you having sex?
Twice a week.
All right. How, when you masturbate, what position are you in?
On my back.
Do you masturbate regularly?
Maybe twice a week.
Hey, would you turn your radio down, please?
Or off? So why don't you cut down both activities so it's a total of twice a week, first of all? Maybe that'll get a little head of steam going, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, how long does it take when you're alone?
When I'm what?
Alone, when you're masturbating.
Oh, it still takes a while.
Really?
Yep.
It takes an hour when you're alone?
About 20 minutes.
Really? Is it really that long?
Yeah.
Jeez, you're 25. You're going to have to shave time off of that.
Yeah, that's a West Wing episode, man.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Hold on a second. I'm going to do some math. 20 minutes times 6. Jesus Christ, that's 2 hours a day for me.
Impossible.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
How do you squeeze that in?
Yeah, no, it's be impossible. Chris?
Yeah.
You're going to have to shave time off the masturbatory session, and then that'll translate into the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right, listen, what do you want me to do? Come over there and suck you off? I don't know what to tell you.
Drew, can I ask you one?
Oh, shut up. Listen, he won't turn his radio down. I can't understand a word he's goddamn saying.
And he's bragging about being able to hold it forever.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't need to hear that.
That's how you guys experienced what he was saying.
No.
He was only bragging.
He was just saying that question. He was asking for help.
One more thing for Dr. Drew. I have X-ray vision, and I'm invulnerable to bullets. Now, what's that like? What should I do?
Yeah, my breath smells too good. My farts smell like hickory, and it's a problem because people think I'm barbecuing when I'm gassy.
And I pee Cristal, and, I don't know what's going on.
Sometimes when I shake guys' hands, I break them. And I'm trying to figure out how to do push-ups with no arms because one-arm push-ups don't give me enough of a workout.
And I poop fine ivory, so, you know.
Yeah, do sand candle dookies.
Sand candle. There's something you haven't seen in many years.
Yeah.
Someone's been to Christian summer camp.
Yeah. I my loogies come out like God's eyes. And when I blow a snot rocket, it comes out like a lanyard. I got arts and crafts coming out of me. Yeah. You know the problem? Remember when candles were popular? Mm-hmm. They had like a nice 70s resurgence.
They put ice in the wax, too.
Yeah, the sandcastle thing. The sand candle thing. And then there was this one. There was like the cheeseburger candle and the banana split candle. But there was always a little controversy because you couldn't light them. Because now they were a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Someone always gets stoned and they'd light the cheeseburger candle. And your mom would be furious.
Yeah,
like, you lit the candle!
They'd melt wrong.
Right.
I remember those candles that were like, they were just these huge cylinders of wax just in people's living rooms, and they would, but you would never see them lit, or they would, the adults would have a party and get really drunk, and they'd light a few of them, and then they'd be melted in this really creepy, weird, look like these Lovecraftian, just smelly things of wax in people's living rooms.
Who decided between, 1974 and 1977 that the candles should make a strong comeback?
Right.
And then, inevitably, they would just melt on a hot day that someone would, the sun would come through the window and just melt the cheeseburger candle.
Yeah, be drag.
All right, Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn are here. They're going to be at the Melrose Improv all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, $17 for the tickets. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak to Tyler, who's 13, has a protruding nipples, very big nipples. Is Tyler a guy?
I don't know.
Do we know? You want to find out?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler?
Yeah.
You're a guy, right?
Yeah.
You got big nips?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. Hold on. All right?
Okay.
All right there, buddy. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Patton Oswalt and Brian Posehn are here tonight. They're going to be at the Melrose Improv. The world famous Melrose Improv. The original.
It's going to be
improv.
Great. World famous.
It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. It must be nice to stay in town, not have to head out to Orange County.
Yeah, 20-minute drive home.
After Omaha, Nebraska last week.
Omaha last week.
Oh, yeah. Really? What kind of place?
It was this place. Actually, the club was kind of fun. It was called the Funny Bone. But then when you're out, you know, it's hard to go any place in this country and feel like you've gone someplace anymore. Because, like, oh, there's the Borders. There's the Starbucks. It's like,
like a Sacramento mini mall.
For all we know, we got on a plane and they shook it and put pictures of clouds in the windows for like 3 hours. And then we just got back off and they'd taken us to Sherman Oaks without telling us. So I don't know. It was that weird. It was that, you know, like, what
Capricorn
the?
Capricorn 3.
Capricorn 1. Yeah. OJ Capricorn was 3. There.
Capricorn 3 was the movie, right? Yeah.
I thought it was Capricorn 1.
Oh.
Yeah, you're thinking about the sequel that you're working on.
Drew, do you know what we're talking about?
I never saw the movie, but I remember that movie.
OJ Simpson and Sam Waterston.
I'll tell you, I gotta watch that movie.
With Saturn
again.
3.
Right. Oh, okay, there you go.
Let's talk to Tyler, who's 13.
With the big nips.
Tyler? Tyler fell off. Apparently, he bent over his nipples and hung the phone up inadvertently.
Oh, Tyler.
Let's talk to Tiffany, who's 19. Tiffany?
Sweet.
Uh-huh.
What's up, Tiffany?
You sound like a delight.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing.
Let's see if we can get her going. You have a question?
Yeah.
Now will be the time to ask it.
All righty.
Pardonnez-moi.
What's up?
Nothing.
Okay.
What happened? Nothing.
Oh, alrighty.
Hmm? Dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Brada.
Okay. When I have sex, I can't orgasm. But when I masturbate, it's just great.
Okay. Well, that's...
Don't have sex. That sounds like a little rhyme.
That's especially normal at your age, 19.
Really?
Very few people are able to have orgasm during intercourse. And many women don't ever during intercourse. They tend to have it just with oral
now
sex.
When they're with me. Now when they got the eyes betwixt the thighs. You ain't a grease man. We're going to be doing it. Going to be a law man. Booter now. Bow.
So, Tiffany, that would be a normal thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you had oral sex with him or he with you?
Yeah, I have.
And does that make you have an orgasm?
No.
Okay. Well, what about what you're doing when you masturbate? Can you instruct him how to do that kind of thing?
Can I tell him how? Yeah, I could.
Could you tell us slowly?
But wouldn't that be a sensible thing to tell him?
Yeah.
All right.
The fact
that you get an orgasm at all actually puts you ahead of the curve.
A little bit,
really?
Yeah.
18, 19-year-olds usually have some difficulty.
So
females have
difficulty. Did she say she could have one through oral sex?
No. Masturbation only.
Mm. Tiffany?
Yeah.
I could give you one through oral sex.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I give you my carpet bombing technique.
Carpet bombing.
Yeah, it's not the smart bomb.
Interest.
It's carpet bombing.
The cave buster, as he calls it.
Now, see, I take out the whole village.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
Ah.
Yeah.
I call mine the daisy cutter.
Daisy cutter.
Make sure to do a very close shave.
Daisy cutter.
Huh? Very close shave. Make sure he shaves close and then...
In with the daisy cutter. Please don't eat the daisies.
Mm-hmm. Operation Freedom.
You don't use a vibrator, right?
Occasionally. I have one.
Okay. Right,
maybe use that with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe too excited.
Hey, are you...
Just give him a hand while he's down there.
Hold on. You don't sound like a very excitable person. I mean, nothing personal, but maybe you're just like, yeah, okay, it's good.
I'm way excitable.
Oh, okay. I think she's good looking. Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm not ugly. I'm hot.
You are hot, right?
Yeah,
I know, because you're a bitch. I can always hear that. I can always hear hot on the radio. Because you know what hot chicks do, especially hot 19-year-olds? They act like you called them.
Yeah.
That's their entire life. Yeah. All right. Good luck with the hot, baby.
All right. Thank you.
Ride it for all you can.
Be a stripper.
Take a picture.
Okay? People tell me I should.
All right. But understand you're a major pain in the ass, all right?
Tiffany? Put them on the glass.
The only reason people tolerate you is because of your looks, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Hot-looking chicks have no idea how bitchy they are, and it comes across on the radio. See, in real life, if she just came into this room and left, we'd be like, "That Tiffany was a delight. She was fetching. I was smitten."
No, you wouldn't say anything. You'd just be, "Uh huh." Uh-huh,
yeah, here's what happened. We'd just be, "Uh huh."
Yeah.
Uh huh. Uh huh. And then she'd leave, and we'd talk about how hot she was.
Exactly.
She was hot. And Drew, am I ever wrong on this hot chick thing on the radio business?
No, you hit it 100%.
You talk to someone who's like, first off. 19-year-old hot chicks, that's more celebrity than we'll ever know.
Oh, yeah. No, they're more celebrities than celebrities.
Right.
Right, because
if they can get celebrities.
It's a visceral celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, we may be celebrities, but then I go to my grandparents' house and a couple of her old fart friends come by and they're like, are you still doing construction?
Well, we're only celebrities if someone recognizes us, but everyone recognizes
that's
a
right,
hot 19-year-old.
That is
everyone knows them.
That's right. They're Animal Kingdom celebrities.
Yeah.
And they're like what leopards are.
Animal Kingdom celebrities.
And they don't got to develop a personality.
No, and they just act like we would act if we were in their position.
Totally.
Here's the deal. Dr. Drew gives him a little advice. It's not really going to help him. Why try to appease him with thanks for your time? Instead, you get the,
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, look, I got to go. Are you done?
Right.
Well, you call me click.
The eye roll over the phone.
Yeah, you can literally hear their eyes rolling.
Yeah, just...
You can hear the tendons. Did you just roll your eyes? Does that make a sound? I'm sorry. Well, not really.
Yep, that was it. Yeah, they don't even pretend. Don't even pretend to care. Carrie?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this is why, as a 19-year-old guy, you're just in no man's land.
You're purgatory.
You're trying to date. You're trying to date that. You're just getting the crap kicked out of you.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Yes?
What's happening?
How you guys doing?
Good.
You guys make work awesome. You know that?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you at work now?
Yes, I'm at work right now.
What do you do?
I process unemployment documents.
Good.
Very exciting.
Hey, they really ought to do like one of those 1-hour dramas about that.
Sure.
I don't know what they'd call it, but you know, I had an idea about the U.S. Patent Office. There's a lot of ideas. Hey, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to do that all night?
Yeah, I'm here until 1 o'clock, which is 12 o'clock your guys' time.
Yeah, you're in Denver.
Yes, I am.
That's right.
You know what sucks is I hear your last night's show. I don't hear tonight's show.
Hmm. Oh yeah. Well, this
whatever.
Yeah, last night's show sucked too. So you're in a world of hurt.
But well, actually, I've been on hold forever, so I've been listening to you guys tonight.
Okay. Well, you'll listen to this show on Sunday, right?
That hurts my head.
No, we'll hear actually tonight.
Yeah, so is she like in a time rift?
Am I?
Somewhere?
Or are we going forward in time right now? Hey, who won the baseball game tomorrow? I'm gonna bet on it. Make some money.
So what's up there?
Off that.
What's up,
actually,
Carrie?
Me and my coworkers have been fighting over what jaded means because you used it the other night, and then after we heard you, I think it was Adam. I think Adam, you said it. So about
it's a kick-ass Aerosmith song.
Yeah. Oh,
the Aerosmith song. What does it mean? We've been arguing for like 3 weeks about this. And then we heard you say it, and then we're like, what the hell does it mean?
You get a book. Are you should get a dictionary.
About, yeah.
You should get the book with the word meanings in it.
The book of words.
Well, I'm too lazy to go look it up.
Yeah, that's real.
3 weeks ago, you could have... The dictionary says fatigued by overwork, exhausted.
Yeah, but that's
but
not
it's not quite right.
No, that's not.
The connotation is really that it's sullied. It's
soured on something.
Yeah, jaded isn't physically fatigued.
Yeah, but it's sort of soured.
Over it would be the...
When I got
that's
to the end
you
of my
would understand. Yeah,
yeah, when I got to the end of my shift at Pizza Hut, I wasn't like, man, I'm really jaded right now. I don't believe in nothing.
It's sort of like you don't appreciate something you once appreciated or should appreciate.
Because you've had too much of it.
Too much of it.
Oh, okay.
For instance, okay, can I use it in a sentence?
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Carrie is jaded by unemployment documents.
No, that's no good because she would have had to have liked the unemployment.
Well, maybe she did.
Loveline has jaded her appreciation of other radio programs.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Here's kind of what it is.
She's become jaded because
if you get used to staying in a four-season hotel and then you go to a 3-star hotel and you don't like it. You do is complain.
Right.
It's not quite jaded though, is it?
After miles and miles of dong, Patton has become jaded. The male organ.
That's real funny, Brian. Shut up.
Sullied by overuse is another definition.
All right.
Okay. Patton has become sullied by overuse of dong.
You know,
I should have said that, Brian, you moron.
You know who gets jaded? You know who gets jaded? Like cops who see a lot of horrible stuff,
yeah.
And then people say to them, "Doesn't it bother you being an ambulance driver scraping kids off the ground off these moped accidents?" And it's like, "Yeah, it's been 10 years. I don't even." I don't even think about it anymore.
Well, how did we use it, Carrie?
How would you use
how
the word
did
jaded?
We? How did we use the word? Do you remember?
Hey, Maureen, how did they use it? How did Adam use it?
Wow.
You said something.
I was talking about the jewelry for him, actually. That was
no wonder it took him 3 weeks.
All right, Carrie, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, have fun at that job.
Oh, yeah, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Get a word book. I took a mouthful of water a week ago, and I'm wondering, should I swallow it? It's just sitting in here. I'm real thirsty, and it just, I don't know what to do.
Colton?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. Well, actually, a lot of problems.
Woo. Okay.
But I do first want to say that, Adam, you're the man.
Thank you.
Drew, you're the man, too.
All right. You had a choke on that one. Go ahead. What's up?
Well, I was paintballing yesterday.
Paintballing?
Yeah.
That's where you pull out and finish on the chick's face, I think. Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, in her ear? How does that go?
Same thing as belching.
Yeah.
All right. That's
what you're talking about, right?
Colton, you're on a commando mission, right? Paintball?
Yeah.
All right. What happened?
Yes. And I got hit in the balls.
With a paintball.
Yeah, she didn't appreciate that.
And no. So, where are we now? This is how long ago?
You gotta warn him, man. Either give him a heads up or another $50.
How long ago, Colton?
Yesterday.
All right, what's happening today?
And it's just like, there's like sharp shooting pains, and like they're all, my balls, my testicles are all inflamed, and.
Are they swelling up?
Huh?
Are they swelling?
This sounds bogus.
This is so bogus, man.
Bogus.
He's barely not cracking up.
Yeah, what color was the paintball that hit you?
Yeah.
What color was it? I believe it was yellow, actually.
And what color?
That's lying.
And what color are your balls now?
Yellow balls.
Come on, people.
What?
All right. Colton, you're lying.
What happened?
You're lying.
And like, every time I go to take a leak, it stings really bad.
Yeah, that was a King of Queens episode. We did a paintballing episode, and Kevin got hit in the balls.
All right. Well, listen. If you infect them, are they swollen?
Yeah.
All right. You can get actually serious injuries from this. You can fracture the testes. They can die. I mean, you can get really serious problems.
Not when you're lying, though.
Yeah. Not when you're lying. But if somebody had been sort of traumatized,
when you're lying, it doesn't hurt at all. Your balls are fine.
And not when it's happening in fantasy.
If they are swollen, in fact, it usually wouldn't be both. It'd be one side. And you need to get that checked out immediately if that's what's happening.
I got shot by paintballs yesterday, actually, with the Hawthorne SWAT team. And let me tell you something that's like really, really unnerving, which is I was wearing a flak jacket. Well, it's a long story. The guy was standing off camera, and he was supposed to shoot me 5-6 times in the chest with these paintballs. But the thing was, is other than the flak jacket, I didn't have any protection on. So he was standing about 10 feet away from me, but I was really hoping that he wasn't going to hit me in the neck with one of them. And it wasn't a paintballer that had been sort of turned down PSI-wise for competition. It was the SWAT team paintball that they put pepper spray in and shoot the druggies with.
Wow.
Yeah. It's good times over there. This SWAT team, I'll tell you guys during the commercial. This is good times with SWAT. It's like a bunch of toys. You do whatever you want. Flew in the helicopter, shot the machine gun. It's good times. Mm. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Brian Posehn is here. Patton Oswalt, they're both here. They're going to be at Melrose. They're going to be at the Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tonight, Brian Posehn and Patton Oswalt are both here from, King of Queens and what the hell's the other show? Oh, Just Shoot Me. That's right. And they're both going to be down at the Melrose Improv, and that's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you want to get tickets, here is the phone number, 323-651-2583. 651-2583. And again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Melrose Improv. All right.
Good show, funny.
Yeah, we got funny.
Funny stuff.
Funny.
Said.
Funny.
We're funny.
Poop.
Fart.
I said poop.
Watch us. So you guys have been learning from Adam, haven't you?
Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, like, I have, like, bumps and stuff. I mean, they're, like, white, but I know they're, like, not herpes.
Where are they? Where are they?
They're, like, on my vagina, and I know they're not herpes because they're not, like, cuts, and they don't hurt.
Okay, they're inside, kind of?
Not, like, just, like, on the outer part.
Okay.
Hold on, let's have some silence for a second.
Unacceptable.
Is that us in the background?
I don't think so.
What's on in the background?
Maybe last
night.
Oh, you listen to last night's show?
No.
It's the radio, 105.9.
Oh. Right, is that us on the radio?
Yeah.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. Go over and put the phone by it. I'd like to hear what we were talking about this time last night. 10 to 1, I'm making another beat off Joe. Or doing my grease man. Schmeggy, schmeggy. How humiliating would it be if I
would
just put
so
the
hilarious.
Phone over there and like, go, schmeggy, schmeggy, schmeggy.
All right, go ahead, Stephanie.
Oh, the Bombay doors, booty bow.
Ever do it?
Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Go put the goddamn phone over to the speaker.
You're making fun of the stereo store guys. Go with the blow pump.
Stephanie.
What?
Go over to your speaker and put the phone to it.
Stephanie.
She doesn't want it. She wants to know about her vagina bumps.
Stephanie.
What?
If you do this, we will tell you about your vagina bumps. Drew has an answer for you.
There's a hidden treasure in those bumps if you will take the phone over to the speaker.
Hold on.
This is incipient.
Oh, my God.
It's like for her parents.
Wow. God.
That's what her parents have to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, all day.
Step, just do this one thing. Just this one little thing. Hold on.
I want to know about my vagina.
Hold on a second. Let me just
eye roll?
Is there anything less rewarding than talking to our callers? Anything in life? You know what I mean?
And they hate it. They hate calling you. It feels like
they have the radio on full blast in the background, and then they're angry when you can't follow what they're saying, and then so you want to have a little phone with it, then they're angry about that.
We normally beg them to turn it down in the background, but this is one
instance.
It's
a sad commentary in our country that young people are so abused by adults and their parents and the teachers that we're all just painted with that brush.
Yeah.
You can't
right.
be helpful, you can't be friendly, you can't be anything.
Okay, well,
but then they called.
But maybe Stephanie, maybe she misunderstands. Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't hear us clearly, so we'll just go over it one more time. Here's what I would like
you to do. Well, here's another thing. You got to remember this.
Yes.
It is 2 in the morning where she is. She's in bed.
Hey,
right?
Listen.
Are you in bed, Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm about to go to bed.
Stephanie.
What?
Hold on a second. Drew, would you shut up, and then you can listen to me yelling at Drew to shut up this time tomorrow night? I am going to need you to turn up the stereo and go over and put the phone by the speaker, please.
The radio speaker.
I'm sorry, stereo must have been confusing.
I don't want her to be...
Oh, wait. I was asking Drew. Yeah, Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
What are some websites where I can find out about, like, breast reduction?
Oh.
Do you want to find out about breast reduction?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have a D.
Oh, this chick's hot. Yeah, she was a D cup, but she was petite.
Oh. Did you tell her not to do the breast reduction? Because that to me is...
Just listen.
California, yeah. Christina, you just need to have a consultation with plastic surgeon if that's really important to you.
How big are you?
I'm just a D, but like...
Now, how big's the rest of you?
Schmeggy, schmeggy.
I'm really, like, small
framed.
Right.
Like, surreal.
You look kind of, you're like the space needle. You're thin on the bottom. Big old,
yeah, that's basically a comment. Just about up there with Smeggy Smeggy. Wouldn't you say?
Smeggy.
Habadoo gaga.
All right. Now reward Stephanie. Wait.
I will.
All right. Hey, you put her on hold.
Well,
we have to take a break.
Now, Stephanie needs to pick up the phone now, and then we'll talk to her.
Stephanie, do not hang up.
Don't hang up, Stephanie.
Right. But there's still some punishment that needs to be dealt out to Stephanie.
The 4 minutes.
Because that was not executed very
quickly. The 4 minute wait before we actually answer her question will be that punishment.
Okay. But in the meantime, we'll say hi to Ron.
Oh.
Ron?
Hey.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you guys that
You guys are like my heroes, and you're the two smartest people alive. All right.
Pan and Brian?
Yeah, thanks, yeah. man.
Hey.
I appreciate it, dude.
Hey, let's take a break.
All right, you're
no,
right. We need to regroup.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
All right, we've
gone back in time somehow.
Yeah. They know it's going to be great. Is tomorrow night when they hear this show and last night's show on the rerun? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Drew's
right.
head is exploding. Yes. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Patton Oswalt and Brian Posehn are both here. Both are going to be at the Improv on Melrose this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Phone number 323-651-2583. Go out and see these guys. You don't have to see them all 3 days. 2 days would be fine.
Bring any of your friends.
Maybe do like a Friday, decompress. And then load up on, like, potassium or something. I think your body loses potassium.
If you're having
a
bachelorette party with all your dumbass friends,
don't
come out. Come out.
That's great. They get drunk and that's it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I've run into a few bachelorette parties in Vegas. Drew, we ran into one, I think, on your birthday. You know, there's like 11 chicks named Tammy,
yeah.
and they've all had like 5 spritzers, and they're like, hey, come here, and you got to take a picture with, and then she's wearing a crown of condoms, and it's
awesome.
Listen, ladies, one day you're going to either have to have some guys or some lesbians really explain to you how to party, because this ain't it.
It's just,
bachelor parties are like that. The guy wearing the dildo hat and
bachelor parties are at least they're
word games
and
right.
Bachelor parties it's just all shrieking. It's like, let's get together and just shriek really loud. Bachelorette,
right. There's nothing more pathetic than a bad bachelor party. I've been to about three. Where it's just a bunch of guys who don't drink sitting around. They're eating Funyuns and like, diet Mountain Dew and, they decide to pick up and go to the strip club, and you lose like 4 guys between the Ramada and the strip club.
It's
what happened to Ken? He's, streetlights came on. He's got a 14-year-old, so nothing more.
It's depressing.
None of the guys sit close to the stage, and you're trying to get. I had a bachelor party once where they decided to go to a drag joint. Which is good for a chuckle for about 10 seconds, but there was no plan B. We're sitting around they were sitting around the Queen Mary in North Hollywood for like 3 hours watching fat dudes dance around who look
Whose
like
idea
chicks.
Was that?
Yeah.
And now Virginia Ham.
Was that
a pretty girl?
Was that the bachelor?
Yeah, this was the best man.
Is he married
man's
now?
Plan. The best man?
Yeah.
I killed him after that night, technically, no,
awful.
he's not married.
The worst.
No, don't worry. I scraped everyone up, and I took him to a place called Star Garden in North Hollywood.
I know it.
Now, had the guy up on stage being caned by one of the chicks in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's right.
Do you want to talk to Stephanie and her white bumps, or do you want to talk to Ron and his gush?
Yes, I want to talk to the enchanting Stephanie.
Okay.
Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
How are you, you little delight?
Your little cactus flower.
Now, these white bumps can be like sebaceous glands. They can be glands in that area that can get white and sort of prominent. It doesn't mean anything. Are you sexually active? Have you ever had sex?
No.
Okay.
But I've done like other stuff with mouth and stuff, so.
Other stuff with mouth.
You've done with mouth? With mouth plus penis?
No, just with mouth.
No.
Ralph mouth or using your mouth?
Using your mouth.
Somebody using the mouth on her.
I see. Someone using the mouth on you?
Yeah.
And you're right. If they don't hurt, if they're not sort of broken like blisters,
you have fun.
Then they're not likely to be herpes. That's right. And the other, is it symmetrical, the same on both sides?
No. Well, sometimes, like, I guess it's like white stuff that comes out of them. I don't know.
Like pus?
Yeah.
Or are they like zits?
Not really. I guess so. Kind of seems like it, but that's it.
Hang
like,
on. Not really. Kind of guess so. Seems like it.
Seems like it.
All right. What's this?
Well,
clear
I don't
now.
Really know.
She did the whole arc.
Yeah. Stephanie. Are you on the Yell team at school?
What?
The
cheerleader?
Do you do any cheerleading?
No.
Shocking. What do you do at school? What do you like to do?
I play softball for the school.
You do?
What position? I guess you can't really say what position. Someone identify her.
Right. Yeah, that's all right.
I'd love to hear Stephanie on the bench, you know, chanting
it up.
Hey, batter.
Hey, have you ever seen how the softball teams they do cheers and stuff, and guys would never do that.
Let me tell you all right, so did we help Stephanie?
Stephanie, it sounds like something normal, but if you are sexually active, it's important to get a pap smear, get regular pelvic exam, and you get an age when it's probably a good idea to do that anyway, and they can tell you exactly what it is. Okay?
All right, Stephanie.
Okay.
All right, enjoy your life.
Nighty-night.
Don't get pregnant.
Stephanie?
Stay with the mouse.
Smiles are contagious.
Who are you?
You stay with the mouth.
Who are you more attracted to, me or Drew?
I don't know.
All right.
You're the best.
You're a delight. What's your last name? Camille?
I'll tell you.
Sartre.
I knew she would not disappoint when I asked her that question. let me tell you something I don't like about the softball, the female softball teams at the collegiate level. First off, they don't wear baseball uniforms. They wear chick softball uniforms, which I don't really like because, to me, softball is baseball for chicks.
So shouldn't they wear chick uniforms?
They wear shorts and, like, knee pads instead of baseball pants.
Nothing wrong with that.
But here's the part that pisses me off. They wear visors. They don't wear baseball hats.
Do they?
They visors. They wear those, like, bad clip-on visors, the ones you get at Santa Anita during visor day.
With the sweatband.
No, not even that goes all the way around.
Really?
They wear just snap-on.
Like
you know,
glasses,
those plastic. They wear visors that snap on, and the pitcher oftentimes doesn't wear one at all. Now, I don't like that. I don't like when everyone on the team is wearing a cap or a visor, and the pitcher's not wearing one. Now, why is that? Who made that okay?
Yeah.
I didn't sign off on that one. Distracting.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine a Major League Baseball game where everyone was wearing a hat, but the pitcher decided, I just wear my hair in a ponytail. I don't like wearing a cap. It doesn't look good on me. It makes me look fat. I mean, what is that? I'm writing a letter, Drew. That's it. You guys want to work that into your ad?
You know what? I think you just worked it out of premises, right?
Yeah.
So Ron.
No, not funny, but seriously. Shouldn't she be wearing a visor? And what about the chicks just wearing a baseball
hat? If I could just pause for some remarks at this point. Just 5 minutes. I have some things I got to talk about. Ron?
Ron, we're back to you. We're back.
Hey.
So what's your problem?
All right. I've been going out with a girl for about 2 years now, and it's all been going good, and whenever I'm with her, I think it's all going good, but she lives a couple towns away, and I see her about once a week, and in between that time, there's this other girl who goes to my school, who I hang out with, and I think I'm kind of attracted to her, and I don't know what the hell to do about it.
So you've been going out with this girl for just a couple of weeks?
No. I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 2 years.
Oh, two years.
So this relationship is probably kind of over, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
it is, right? One thing about being 17, it's really hard to know when a relationship is over. And when you've been with someone as long as you have, your sort of fantasy is that it's never going to end, and you can't imagine it ending. And yet your body, your brain's telling you something different. Your brain's going, hey, I really want to date this girl over here. Well, how do I reconcile that? Well, the reality is your body's telling you something. It's time to wrap this thing up. And 5 years from now, you won't have spent 3 months in a relationship like this one that you just spent 2 years in, because you'll know it's run its course, it's time to wrap it up, and you'll have
to
get it out.
2 years is plenty. That's it. It's over.
So,
all right?
Yeah, it sounds like you got to listen to those instincts a little bit.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, no, I'm not sure, but I'm suspicious. It certainly sounds like that. Certainly we wouldn't tell you, well, go for it with this other girl you're attracted to. So just find a way to stay in this one that you've been with for 2 years. No, you got to wrap it up, end it, and then you can go
but
do what's normal.
15 to 17, and when you're that age, is
forever.
2 years is a long time.
It is a long time, and it's a normal thing for these things to wrap up.
I remember when I was in high school, it was like the same thing with me. I've been beating off with my right hand for a couple of years.
How many years?
Been about 4 years.
Okay.
And it was great. I mean, you know.
Then your right hand's living in another town, and you see it like once a week.
No. He's right hand attracted to the other side.
Yeah, left hand.
But my right hand did go to junior college about two towns over.
Oh, see, that's weird.
Yeah.
Then just one weekend, you just take it to the A&W root beer and break up with it and just it done with.
I started noticing my left hand. And at first, we were just friends.
Hanging out with it.
Yeah. It
was
just help me out.
It would get change for you.
It would help me open cans.
Help tie your shoes, yeah.
Wipe my ass.
I remember this. It was also help making you feel better when that right hand took off for college.
The left hand came in. Yeah. And the left hand was talking a little bit of smack about the right hand, you know, that the right hand probably wasn't good for me.
The right hand wanted a three-way with the left hand, and you didn't want that to ruin everything.
The right hand was trying to get my foot involved. But
wasn't it kind of awkward a few years later when you and the left hand had that fight and then you got really drunk and you and the right hand kind of just for that one night, and then the right hand was like, hey, we're going to, you know, start the next morning. It's like all awkward, like, oh, what did I do? I was so
right.
You're just trying to get out of there, you know, and the right hand's making you breakfast and you're like, I got to go.
I felt bad, and then to even make it worse, a couple weeks later, me and the left hand ran into the right hand at a TGI Fridays.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, and it was like that silence, you know.
Really, that uncomfortable, a lot of waving.
A lot of tension.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the moral? All right. Al, you're 21.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Turn the radio down, please.
God.
Sorry about that.
Right.
I'm calling in regards to the softball issue.
Yes. Thank you, please.
I umpire from little league to softball, adult softball and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For the girls softball, I understand what you're talking about, how the pitchers sometimes have to wear the hats and visors and some do not.
Yeah, what is that? Shouldn't there be a rule that they wear the visor?
They actually implemented a rule saying that they don't have to wear it because it may affect the pitcher's delivery.
Hmm. Oh, listen, if you can't throw a ball while wearing a 3.5-inch piece of plastic 6 inches up on your forehead, you should be drummed out of the league.
That's true, but you see how they throw their arms around? They wave their arms 3 or 4 times around.
Okay, all right, but what's with the plastic snap-on visors? They can't wear a goddamn baseball hat like human beings?
Hey, it's individuality. From Little League to baseball.
All right.
He's saying they have to define themselves as different from Little League.
Different. Yeah, well, if they want to define themselves as different, why don't they just smear fecal matter on their forehead? It's the same difference. It's the same. And no one can ever talk me out of that.
Wearing a clip-on visor is the same as smearing stool on your head.
Different.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, good times.
All right, thanks, Al. But, Al, you agree with me that they should be wearing baseball hats, right?
Yeah, because it is baseball.
It's baseball. They're wearing a clip-on piece of plastic on their forehead. Okay. Yeah, listen, obviously this is not ringing true to you two guys, but put on ESPN3 at like 4 in the morning after a couple of tall boys. You'll go insane. You'll attack the TV.
I only do that when they got lumberjack or strongman stuff on. I love that stuff.
I watch that too. Drew, you don't watch that.
Where the guys have the 80-foot redwood they're lifting.
Yeah, they have like
these German guys look like giant babies, and they just carry boulders around.
Yeah,
they're all wearing these big leotard diaper-looking things.
No, they're all Nordic guys. They're all like Sven.
Exactly.
Sven, Johansson. Right. Sven. And they're just these crazy. They're Vikings. They're all Vikings.
Yeah, yeah. Sponsored by School Bread and the Flampton Butter Spread.
And they do these crazy things like the keg toss.
Yeah,
but once in a while, it gets a little hairy because as defense that they and like I said, this is a real world scenario.
Right.
You got a keg and there's a 25-foot fence between you and where the keg needs to go.
Yeah.
Well, we all know you got to chuck the keg. You need a big guy. How many times has the party been ruined by having the keg on the other side of the barrier?
The worst.
You're tunneling under. Uh-huh. It doesn't work.
Is it a keg or a boulder they throw?
They throw a keg.
They do the keg toss. Once in a while, they throw it up, and it doesn't quite make it and comes back down on their side, and you see the 300-pound guy doing, like, the Brody the shoulder roll to get out of the way of the falling keg, which is
what's the one where they have the tree they lift up and they have to...
That's the Highland Games.
Yeah.
Those are the Scotsmen
Scottish,
that one. Right. Yeah, the lumberjack competition is great, too, because... there's a few good parts. First off, this is an accident just waiting to happen. There's one good one, which is the unlimited chainsaw competition where the guy has a, he has, it's powered by a turbine jet from a from a vintage Huey Bell helicopter,
right,
that was torn out of a, he got it from, yeah, he bought it at an auction where they're selling Vietnam.
It's got an engine that you have to stoke. Really
right.
Cold.
You
engine.
Hear it kick in. Right. And the blade on the thing is like 28 feet long, and the guy can barely control it, and he's just waving it around. There's no chain brake or chain guard or anything on it. I mean,
awesome.
I'm surprised hundreds of people aren't killed a year in these competitions. The best one, too, is the one where they got to cut. It's the chopping one. It's basically the axe one, but it's 6 feet off the ground.
You got to cut a notch in the log, put a board in it, stand on the board,
climb up on the board, and then swing this axe full swings with a razor sharp axe. But you're standing on a 2x8 plank 6 feet off the ground that's just been stuck in a notch on this totem pole that you're cutting the 3 feet above it off. It's crazy. I'm just waiting for, on the pullback, the board to come out and the axe just to go sailing into the crowd. I mean,
these guys should have to do the competition like really drunk. That, it should be the drunk lumberjack competition.
Right.
I would never miss a show.
Yeah. If between each like five swings of the axe, you got to chug.
Exactly.
You got to shotgun a Molson. Or you do that softball thing where you put your forehead on the axe handle, you bend down, and you run in a circle five times before you fire up the unlimited chainsaw. And the climb is crazy, too, because they got the spiked boots on. The guy runs up a 100-foot pole, and then they're racing.
Up and down.
So when you come down, it's just a free fall. The other guy's got a little lead, so the other guy just jumps.
Right. Yeah, that's right. They try to make it up, and then, hey, you win $40 and a free thing of oatmeal. What?
You got a, yeah,
no prizes.
Bucket of scooter bread, Leaning Tower of Pepsi.
Or Bottomless bucket of fried dough down at Boers.
Boers? Jay?
Home of the gravy pipe.
Hey, Jay.
Jay, you're 25. What's up?
I wanted to ask Brian a question. I saw you about a year and a half ago up here in San Francisco. You guys were great. Are you coming up here again anytime soon?
Wait a minute. You saw us?
Well, I'm sorry. By you guys, I meant him and Greg Proops. I had meant to mention that.
Oh, hurts, man. I say, Brian, I saw you and Patton. Brian, when are you coming back, man? That was funny.
Yeah.
Patton.
Owie.
If you're coming, I'll come see you, too.
Ooh. I'm at the Punchline up there in 2 weeks for some cannabis legalization thing on a Monday.
Okay.
Of all things.
Smoking really like a real smoker. Some kind of cannabis thing.
Well, I don't know what they're doing up there, those hippies.
I like the fact that it's on a weekday, though. None of the hashes are working.
But yeah, I'll be up there in the summer.
It's going to be noon to 8 o'clock at night. Tuesday.
Last time was how he outsmoked Snoop one time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Did you outsmoke Snoop?
Actually, yeah.
Tell us about that.
About 15 minutes in, he was like, man, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was this?
I was ready to keep going.
Where was it?
He was taping that show Keenan Ivory Wayans, and I was doing Mr. Show at the time, and we met on the lot. The dog pound up.
Right.
You know, noticed me and had seen my work before, and were asking for a place to smoke, and I said, over here, my friends, and
you know, it's interesting, but I have toked out with Snoop on two occasions. And
he smoked you under the table a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with.
Wow, it's all lightweight. Well, here's the thing with Snoop. Who knows when he's stoned?
Yeah.
And by the way, how does his day change?
I did whippets with Loretta Swit, and she just, I was like,
under
like
the
four,
table.
I was like, forget it. And she was like, come on. She would not stop. Hey, I'll be in San Francisco in June.
Oh, wait a minute. I put him on hold. Where is it? I get rid of him?
Yeah, we're talking to Mike now, but we're going back to the
okay.
Pot. Staying
all
with
right.
The pot thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mike?
Pot.
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
I'm just wondering if all the herb I smoked back in the day is going to affect my kids when I have them.
Say that again? The herb?
Are you on the moon?
No. Hold on.
Back in the day, meaning 1998.
Listen to that audio.
2000.
No, meaning now.
How old is he?
Meaning yesterday.
He's 19.
Yeah, back in the day for him was...
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Probably not, but if you're a daily pot smoker and, you know, you've been doing that for many, many years, that's not something that's likely to stop, not without something else replacing it.
So, all right. Well, no, I don't do that anymore. I gave that up.
So what are you doing now?
Nothing.
No. And you're thinking of having a kid now?
No, not thinking. My fiance and I are going to get married in about 6 months, and we're just kind of thinking about it.
Were you a daily pot smoker?
Was I a daily?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, but if you're not using now, right?
It doesn't matter, but it really, there's no proof that it does anything to offspring. But I'm trying to establish whether he's an addict or not, and if he is, they can inherit that, the genetic predisposition for
right.
that. I want to do a little love line reenactment. Brian's like, so you're thinking about having a kid? Well, not really. I mean, me and my fiance were going to get married in 6 months, and we're and thinking about it.
Yeah.
So no.
The answer to every one of our questions always is no in this show.
Right. No, and then they actually repeat exactly
no,
what you
then,
said.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
So what are you doing for a living?
I work in an electrical warehouse.
At a head shop.
All right. And that's going okay?
Yeah, it's working out good.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You want to wait till you're, already spiritually and financially for the kids, right?
Yeah, of course.
Be a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, imagine having a kid and being underage. I mean, not being able to buy a six-pack. You're going to need booze
right
when
there.
You have a kid.
Yeah, man. Good
that's
Lord.
That's they drive you to drink it. All right?
I got one more question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, yeah. I have a shoulder problem. I got injured in hockey last year,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps on popping out, and I went to an orthopedic specialist, and all he says is it's popping out of place. And I'm like, well...
Whoa, the S-word.
Boring.
Jesus.
All right.
It's pretty...
Eventually, we'll need an operation.
Yeah. You know, I didn't tell this on the air, but Drew, I'd like you to help me, and this is bizarre.
Uh-oh.
We were last week on the Man Show, the first season, we hired a couple of new juggies, which is a great process, by the way. Just tons of chicks coming in.
I just missed those auditions. Remember that?
You didn't get the breakdown.
No, Jimmy called me. Goes,
oh, Jimmy.
Dude, we're doing auditions. You got to come in, and I got there too late.
Seriously? Oh, it was great. It was great. Just it's nothing better. Just a parade of hot chicks just kissing our ass and us asking them questions and asking them to, like, turn around and hop up and down and ride a pogo stick and stuff. They just do anything.
God.
Oh, it was huge. It was great. Had him doing push-ups and looking at Rorschach tests, and it was great.
Who doesn't make it on that?
Oh, my God.
How many
breaks did you have to take to masturbate?
I did it right there.
Oh, you just did it. They had a little dish.
That was one of the tests. Watch Adam.
Do you have girls that just have no business being there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the 400 pound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But one chick.
Post-op.
Transsexual.
Fresh episiotomy scar.
That'd be interesting.
So we. No.
Colostomy bag.
We had it narrowed down to like five chicks. Mm. And we were going to tape the show last week, and we had to pick two for the show. And so we had interviews where they actually just, no cameras rolling, just came into our office with me, Daniel, and Jimmy and had a serious sit down about, you know, how much coke they did and if they had a boyfriend. And one of the girls' shoulders came out of her socket while she was on our sofa explaining something using her arms. She was just waving her arms. She was explaining that she was a free spirit and her shoulder popped out of the socket.
Oh.
And it was like, first it was kind of funny, it was like, oh, and then it turned out it was out of the socket,
very painful, huh?
And then it was, you know, don't touch, what are we going to do, and we ended up having to drive her to emergency room and stuff. Now, I wanted to give her
the weapon, just have her.
The Mel Gibson pop.
Yeah.
My question is, what would be the proper way to put that back in the socket?
Just distracting it, like putting your knee in her chest.
Knee in the chest.
Which I know.
Well, I was already there.
Yeah, you already had that position.
Right.
And then just grabbing her on the arm with two hands and pulling, distracting. It hurts like hell.
Yeah, but from a liability standpoint, I figured.
Yeah, let it.
Right.
Take
so the poor girl just had to be put in a Big Tad's truck and taken down to like St. Vincent or something. It's really bad. It's a good story for her, but shoulder came out of socket during
the
juggy
interview. She had her shirt off at the time. That was the bad part.
I had to pull my pants up. She had to get her sweater back on. It was a mess.
Wipe her chin.
Yeah. So anyway, that's not juggy material when your shoulder pops out of socket. Chris.
Yeah.
You're 29.
Yeah, I have a question actually for Drew.
Yeah.
I've been on Wellbutrin to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on it for about a month now. And it's actually a two-part question. The first part is I was going to smoke some pot this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that's going to I guess pot's a stimulant or a depressant, one of the two. I'm not exactly sure. And I know the Wellbutrin's an antidepressant. Are they going to, like, mix all weird and make me all whacked out? Or
it might. You might have a funny reaction, but it's not anything that you have to be alarmed about.
I'm not going to, like, end up in the hospital or anything?
I wouldn't think so. You never, you know, some people react. Marijuana is a very difficult drug to predict how people are going to react to. I've seen some very, very strange reactions to it. So.
Okay. And then the second part was alcohol. Is that a problem drinking on Wellbutrin? I mean, I know on the, actually, you know, it should be Zyban, Wellbutrin. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
From what I understand.
Same thing.
But I was reading in the Zyban, it doesn't say anything about not drinking, but in the Wellbutrin, it says not to drink.
Well, the Wellbutrin XR?
Yeah, SR,
right.
That's correct,
right.
Yeah.
Well, why would it do that if it's the same substance?
Well, because you're treating depression in the one case. So when you're treating depression, you really shouldn't be drinking.
I've said it many times with that booze label on the prescription drugs. I would like some clarification on that.
Exactly how much to drink or not drink?
No, but you guys know what I'm talking about, which is there's the no alcohol, the little martini glass with the slash in it. Now,
is it the bad no alcohol or the fun alcohol?
Right,
if you mix it, your
liver's going to explode,
right.
Or you're going to get a super buzz going.
Yeah.
Because they're
exactly
two very different decisions in my mind.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like I'm going to supersize. I'm going to add a little Demerol Maker's Mark. Right. But then you find out you have the Vicodin, you find out you're screwing with your liver.
Right.
So, is that true? Yeah. Yeah, bad times. So, you know what I mean? Why don't they have like a lightweight stamp and then one that actually has a liver, picture of a liver on it with a slash going through
it. Or just have the martini glass either frowning or smiling. So you're like, oh, okay, hurt my liver or having, you know, or Happy New Year.
Seriously. I seriously mean this.
But can't you take something like milk thistle or something to negate any liver?
No,
I ain't gonna help you.
No.
Can't you dance under a gibbous moon on the 17th of the month with a black cat?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that does it.
That would be about the same.
If you paint your butt with pig's fat and say the Lord's Prayer backwards, I heard that fixes your liver.
Mm-hmm. And, and you indulge in a little bit of smash, smash.
Habadoo gaga, hey.
You break off a piece.
Boot it out, hey.
You don't know the Grease Man.
Don't you know the Grease Man?
I do.
All right, well,
I'm a West Virginia guy, West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy.
That's enough. Okay, seriously.
Get a little,
We didn't have him. We had Dennis Erectus.
We're going to
over here. Yeah.
Take a little break, and then we'll be back doing more radio, guys.
Nice.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Patton Oswalt is our guest tonight, along with Brian Posehn. King of Queens is where you can find Patton,
mm-hmm.
And that would be Monday nights at 8 o'clock on the CBS.
Oh, our big season closers on this coming Monday.
Did you want to give anything away?
Ben Stiller is the guest star.
Oh, really?
He's pretty funny.
He is funny. I hate that. and you know what? He's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he's annoyingly nice.
He's like
one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Drew, we met him, right?
I can't remember. I mean,
we met him over at O'Brien's house, Pat O'Brien's house. Ben Stiller?
I didn't meet him that night.
You didn't?
No. I think
wasn't he talking about doing the show?
He was, but it was after I left.
But why were you yammering about him doing the show?
Because Pat made a big deal about him and somebody else coming up, remember?
That was Ben Stiller.
And Ben Stiller, right. And then
I thought he did this show.
He made a big deal of that.
Oh, maybe.
He hasn't done this show?
Not in
maybe
years.
He
did it when it was back in the days of the Ben Stiller show.
Oh.
With him and Gene Garofalo.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brian Posehn is here, too, from Just Shoot Me Thursday nights, 9:30 on NBC. And they're both going to be at the Melrose Improv on Melrose this week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the phone number, if you want to get tickets, is 323-651-2583. All right, let's keep going here and talk to Tyler, who's 13. Tyler?
Hey.
Well, Tyler is the guy with the large protruding nipples that we lost.
Yeah.
So you're back, right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So what's the deal?
Well, my nipples are, like, kind of big, and I look at, like, all my other friends, you know, they got kind of small nipples.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a lump behind them?
What?
Is there a little lump behind them, sort of?
No.
Well, what do you mean big nipples then?
Well, they're kind of like, you know, they stand out, you know, like from like running, they kind of stand out, you know?
From running?
They stick out from your chest.
Yeah.
And the sticking out part is what you find abnormal.
Yeah.
But it's the nipple itself, not the areola, not the part behind it. Do guys have areolas?
It's disturbing to talk about in relation to male, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Somehow, like, troubling.
Everything is disturbing.
No. Sounds just right.
Tyler?
Yeah?
I guess what we're trying to figure out is...
Is this something from puberty? Because when guys hit puberty, there's some estrogen produced...
they get a lump behind it.
Yeah, and they get growth of the nipple and a lump. They get something called gynecomastia, and it kind of usually goes away, and it's a normal thing.
Okay.
Unless you smoke a lot of pot, then it tends to stay.
Pot tits.
That's what that is, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, Tyler?
Yeah?
You're going to be okay, buddy.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, and also I have another question.
Uh-uh.
I like this girl in my class, but I don't really know if she likes me, and I'm not, like, the hottest guy in my class or anything.
Right.
So, like, how do I, like, get girls to, like me or go out with me?
Well, those nipples are going to help.
Yeah.
If she sees them.
Wait 15 years, get a good job, right? And
so hard.
She sees those nipples poking through that training bra. She's going to know you mean business.
What is the 13-year-old asking that 13-year-old to do?
You have nothing.
Just learn kung fu. That'll help.
Just play video games. Try not to think about it.
How about starting a band? I think that's about the best you could do at 13. Yeah.
Or hang out in front of a 7-Eleven and look really sullen. That was a great pastime for me. I look really just angry at nothing.
Right. Translated into about a half ounce of poontang for a patent.
10 years later.
Or be funny around girls, and then they'll laugh, and then get it on with the jock that you hate.
Yeah, that's what the sense of humor does.
You crack my boyfriend up so much, I can hear him chuckling on top of me as I'm...
Well, here's the problem with the sense of humor is beautiful women always say they're very attracted to a sense of humor.
Liars. No. From my experience.
No, let's be fair to them.
No, they always say it. They do say it.
Well,
they do.
It's between super hot guys, right?
But they think Lorenzo Lamas is a cut-up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
John Stamos.
Yeah. John Stamos is really a card.
Hilarious. Kevin Sorbo cracks me up. That guy, he's like Oscar Wilde and Noel Coward.
Yeah.
Coward. All of a sudden I'm attracted to a Texan.
But no, listen, Drew, we have had many a beautiful woman call the show and many a beautiful woman in the studio, and it's not that they don't like a sense of humor, it's that they're stupid and they don't know what a sense of humor
right.
is.
It's also kind of
we're funny, they think we're mean.
But they also, they confuse... Oh, that's just gross.
They tend to confuse physical attributes with other aspects that make a male attractive.
Yeah,
and they can't sort them out.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what
Dr. Drew is saying is women are stupid. And
No,
he hates them all.
No, I'm not saying that.
They all need to die.
He wants
to F them to death. That's what he's told me on many occasions. Every woman on the planet. That's right, young and old, family members. He wants them all.
You spend a lot of time up in Green River, right? When you have a vacation house up there. A lot of standing refrigerators and crawl spaces.
Let me tell you. I'll give you a prime example of what I'm talking about here. I don't know, it's stuck in my head, and this is my problem. But Jimmy and I did a bit for the man show recently where we went and got a nice makeover. We went to one of these day spas and got the whole treatment. It was lovely. And the woman,
your eyebrows have been much better shaped ever since.
She pulled some stuff. She pulled actually a third eyebrow out of the middle of my two eyebrows.
and a vine.
That's right. So there was a good-looking chick who was working on us. She was like 25 and she was hot and she was doing some cuticle pushing and stuff like that. And I was watching the tape when we were editing it, and I realized it dawned on me what I've been going through my whole life. So we're making jokes while she's doing her stuff. And at one point, she has Jimmy's hands up there, and she's doing like a manicure on it. And she's got these big snippers that look like lineman dykes, and she's snapping his nails, and she's turning her head and sort of wincing as she's doing like pop, pop, pop. And I said to her, geez, you'd make a hell of a moil. And there's like a long, just silence, just dead silence, right? And then there's like a long beat, and Jimmy said, do you know what a moil is? And she said, no. And Jimmy said, it's a guy who circumcises kids. And she gave a look like,
circumcised?
So.
Oh.
And I just realized, that's the key. That's a key to me never, ever getting laid.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Now, her thing is, she was a beautiful 25-year-old girl who would have said, I love a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
But these two guys,
no,
with their crazy
really
penis
is.
Jokes,
yeah.
And they were creepy, and what the F.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
No, that's
mean.
How it works.
We're,
that's
we're mean
it.
And weird.
And,
we
no,
try
and
to
you
be
talk
funny.
About
yeah, yeah.
weird stuff that they can't right. understand.
Yeah, you reference things that they've never heard of.
That's right. Schmaggy, schmaggy.
Funny is the guy that repeats a joke from Ally McBeal
right.
at the water cooler, and
that's
he's
right.
the yeah. hilarious guy because he
or the guy that can memorize a lot of bumper stickers.
That's right. Gas, grass, grass.
Oh, that guy's hilarious.
Okay, you guys come across as bitter now, so let's reel it in.
Well, that's why there's strippers.
That's right. Jake?
Yeah.
You're 26. What's up?
Hey, actually, I had a few questions for you guys. First of all...
Pick the best one.
First of all, Adam, you were in construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to getting on radio and doing all the stuff that you do.
No, I'm going to do it after I get out of radio. I've not done it yet. I keep getting mixed up with that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was just wondering it seems like you have a resentment against construction workers.
That's right. I don't like my own. I'm like one of those blacks that doesn't like other blacks.
I got it. Okay.
Right.
Well, also, you were sort of abused
wait a minute.
By all these guys.
Oh,
for
that
years.
May have sounded confusing. I don't like blacks. I may have misspoken.
Listen, you were abused by a lot of these constructions.
But I don't like blacks.
You don't like anybody, so that's, you know.
But especially the blacks.
Mostly.
Yeah. Especially the blacks.
Yeah.
And you used to
hold
be.
Hold on, was that the question?
You were sort of abused by the guys you used to work for.
No, right? I didn't. I work with a lot of idiots doing construction.
Yeah.
That's why. It's not that it's not a noble way to make a living, because it's not, but I worked with a lot of guys named Mike and Steve, and they were Vietnam vets that were strung out on painkillers, and they would do things like go to my truck and get my level, and you'd start walking out to their truck and they would yell run. And they'd like fire a nail gun at your feet, and they'd yell stuff like, "We got a dime holding up a dollar." Yeah. And they're just mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like the blacks.
All right. What else, Jake? What else?
I was also curious, how hard is it to get into radio?
Well,
because I've really been considering it.
You sort of have to show up. That's mainly if you can just.
Yeah, if you can show yeah. up, you start driving the van, then you answer the phones, and then they put you on the weekend shift.
Oh, really?
And then there's Maggie's Maggie, and you're right. You're right in there.
Hoobadow.
Okay, are you doing you doing construction now?
Well, actually, I'm a floor covering contractor, and I just feel like intellectually, I'm not feeling like I'm in the right area at all.
No, I think you are. I think you are. I've talked to you.
I don't know about that.
All right, yeah, it's not rewarding putting vinyl down and spreading mastic with a notch trowel.
It's pretty annoying, actually. I'm doing it Safeway right now, and it's just, I make good money.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, you know what you should do? Go down to a radio station and just start volunteering on the weekends. Just, like, answer the phones.
Might be a little tough in Seattle. It's a pretty big market.
Right.
You may have to go out to Tacoma or something.
No, just answer the phones. And if you're good in another 20 years, you'll be doing the weekend shift. All right, buddy? All right, just answer the phone, seriously.
Oh, okay.
All right, buddy. All right.
And then the other question was...
No, it's enough. Because the guy practically is in radio at this
point.
Yeah,
it really
it's
is.
Been on the air for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
He's trying to get a reel together here.
All right.
That's tonight.
Doing an air check. He's going to sit down with his flooring contractor and do an air check. Rebecca?
Hey.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Okay, my question is, when I orgasm, I tend to hold my breath a lot.
Intentionally or just because you get into it and you can't?
Just because I guess it's the anticipation of it, or just because I can't. I don't know what it is, but...
I had 3 girlfriends that did that. But they would announce, I'm going to hold my breath until you give me an orgasm.
I understand.
All dead.
And so the question... The question, Rebecca, is...
Look at these guys. They know comedy, girl.
I love a sense of humor in a man.
What?
What?
Rebecca, go quickly.
All right,
wait.
My question is that I want to know, is this, like, okay? Because, and also, is there any techniques to breathing while orgasming?
Yes, think about breathing slow and deep. Just
I try, just, but it's just it's
just
really
breathe,
hard.
Breathe, breathe. And then you don't pass out or anything, do you?
No, but after, it's like I'm so tired.
But it, is it like, it, you know, when you're on a... You go to an amusement park and they do like some free fall thing. It's just like attempting to breathe during that.
No, it's like it's not real comfortable. Like until I orgasm, it's like very like difficult. You know.
Tell your partner to punch you in the back of the neck right as you're about to orgasm. The donkey punch, and then you'll breathe.
Ah, good idea.
Yeah.
just confident.
No sense of humor.
No sense of humor.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Brian's hand.
No wonder I played so much Dungeons and Dragons.
Here we go.
All right, take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Derek Drew over there. Loveline. Patton Oswalt is here, and Brian Posehn. And they're both going to be at the Melrose Improv. That is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. And the way to get tickets for that is to call 323-651-2585. 83. All right, let's take a few more calls. Bridget?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
What's up? Go right ahead, Bridget.
Yes, I was wondering, me and my boyfriend were having sex, and the condom, like, fell off inside of me.
Right.
And he had, like, already ejaculated, and I was wondering if I could be pregnant.
It completely came. It didn't just sort of, there wasn't, the open end wasn't sticking outside of you. It was all inside, right?
Yeah.
Of course, the semen's in you now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to take that morning after pill.
Okay.
You got to get emergency contraception. You have a 72-hour period to get your hands on that stuff, and it will substantially reduce your pregnancy risk.
Who got the condom out?
Huh?
Who got the condom out?
He did.
He did?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I would have my assistant do that.
Would you?
Years ago, I would have done it myself.
He's got longer fingers or something?
It's just, he sort of mops up after me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good times.
All right, so he got it out, and it was, but had it been capsized, or it doesn't really matter, Drew? Right?
Maybe you assume it's out. Something is spilled.
Okay.
And you got to get, when did this happen?
Yesterday.
All right, tomorrow, get that morning after pill.
That's rough.
Sooner the better.
You know, after I...
Don't have a baby.
After I come, I don't even want to look at boobs. I couldn't imagine the fishing out the condom part.
Wow, that's really shocking.
Yeah, I'm done with women.
Did your heart stop beating or something?
I'm done with women.
Wow.
I'm on to TV and food, so getting the condom out would be a very difficult thing for me to do. Mm-hmm. All right, good times there, Bridget.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, we finally helped someone.
Matt,
we did. Matt?
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much, Adam. Wow, I finally got on. I have a question.
All right.
It's really bad, though. Well, not really, I guess. Okay, I have a girlfriend, and
she... Yeah, that's pretty bad, man.
She really sucks in bed. Bad.
What does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Well, I've only had sex with four girls, and she's the worst. Mm-hmm. She lays there. That's right. It. Just like lays there and
you're
like
gay.
Closes her eyes.
Right.
And I've only actually like I can only say I've had good sex with her twice, and I was not sober either time.
And what was different about those two experiences in terms of how she engaged?
Well, what do you mean?
What did she do differently?
She was awake.
She was not sober either, and she was getting into it.
There's your solution.
Right.
Drink up. Alcohol.
Was she abused at one time?
Well, like when she's not sober, then she's like, she gets into it, but her way of getting into it is like closing her eyes and enjoying. I've never even, like, no guy that she has ever been with has caused her to have orgasm.
Was she sexually abused?
Not that I know of. I haven't talked to her about it.
Did she give you oral sex?
She has before.
How is that?
Oral sex does nothing for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to hell. I don't need this punk stinking up the airwaves. That, you know what that is? That's dangerous talk.
He's lying.
I won't have that. I won't have it.
He's lying. No, there's some guys that are not into that.
Anderson, do we need our eight-second delay, or can we still drop that?
I cut out the end of it.
Good, good man.
We need unity right now. Since 9/11, we need unity, buddy.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Yeah, you don't enjoy oral in the terrorist went.
Exactly.
They don't want you to
enjoy
oral.
That's why they're in those caves, so that we can't enjoy oral. That's in the, I think it's in the Quran, isn't it?
What's up with a guy who does not enjoy some oral? Drew, you don't.
That's not true. I don't know what's up with guys that are into that.
Nothing's up.
But just the way you're into it a lot, you know, some guys are into some and some guys...
I couldn't hang with that guy.
Yeah.
We'd have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I'm with you. Take another species.
That's right.
We're done.
It is another species.
Right. We're going for break.
On our planet.
No, I won't go out with that kind of bad oral taste in my mouth, bro.
Yeah.
I got to talk to somebody else.
Nicole,
you want to talk to?
Yeah.
All right. Nicole?
First, Adam, I really loved your bit on the whole right-hand, left-hand thing.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him.
Thank you.
Nicole,
thank
do not encourage him.
Forgot about that.
Go ahead.
My question for Dr. Drew is about the birth control pill.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you can use those to manipulate periods?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't want it, you can take the pill for an extra week. Are there any long-term risks?
Not that we can tell. In fact, some gynecologists are prescribing it continuously without getting your period at all.
Oh, okay.
For 6 months, even permanently that way. I'm of the opinion that there may yet be something with that, but certainly for a few months at a time, there's nothing.
You do grow a penis, but that it doesn't. You're still a woman. You know
the
that,
only
right?
side effect. Yeah, yeah.
You still have the. You get to keep the vagina.
No. Yeah,
you don't lose that.
Doesn't go away, but you get a penis.
All right, Nicole?
Okay, thanks.
All right. You can bend it around and use it on yourself. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
I so thought of that and didn't go there.
We'll take a break. Well, that's why the girls thought I was
leave it
in high
to Pokey.
School.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back. All right, that is the show. I want to... tell everyone to head out to the Melrose Improv this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. See Pat and Brian over there. And again, 323-651-2583.
We're funny.
I want to thank our own Brian, the phone screener, for doing a great job all week. And Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones. Producer Ann and Subco Mini Producer Lauren for doing a good job this week. And,
mini
of course... Engineer Anderson for doing a fine job. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us, man.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Step and just do this one thing. Just this one little thing. Hold on.
I want to know about my vagina.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.